So last week we finished up the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, and what did he say in response to the question about the canals, the moats around the Hague, the city of the Hague, right? He said that in fact is a sufficient mechitza around the city of Hague to make it into Rishus HaYochid, and hence you can carry. Okay? What was the big chiddush? The big chiddush was that here the mechitzos, this is like the tell, or the goder that we had in the Brisa and Shabbos, that the mechitzos were going down. Okay? And we saw the Chacham Tzvi seemed to feel was not an issue, even though those mechitzos going down towards the canals were not utilized functionally by anybody as a mechitza. And we saw that was machlokis between Rav Chisda and Mareimar by Gidud and by mechitza, whether in fact that is true or not. The Chacham Tzvi paskin that it's not an issue, even though those mechitzas were not used functionally, so they work under the principle of good asik mechitzasa, halacha b'moshe misinai. It's as if these mechitzas here, which are at least yud tvachim going down, they extend above the plateau, the city of the Hague, and that makes it into a Rishus HaYochid. I'm going to learn a new halacha tonight, and because there's an additional chiddush. And, you know, the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi went on quite a bit and quite long, but we did as much, really, as I think was appropriate. But he does address one other major issue, and let me just introduce this halacha, because we haven't learned this at all. There's a din that something has to be, to create the mechitzos for Shabbos, for purposes of Rishus HaYochid, it has to be mukof l'dira. What is mukof? Well, we've been learning hakafas harosh, right? It's the same shorish. Mukof means surrounded, okay? Hakafos. So it has to be mukof l'dira. So I put up the mechitzos, the fences, whatever it is. It has to be done if there's people already living there. And we'll talk about scenarios when bidei adam is somebody going to put up mechitzos and there's nobody living there. But if something is eino mukof l'dira, there could be mechitzos there, surely natural mechitzos, all right? And I'll tell you, the mechitzos by the Hague, they were probably dug. Those are probably not natural mechitzos, right? They were dug, so it's bidei adam in a sense also, all right? But if something is eino mukof l'dira and it's covering an area that's yoser mi base sa'asayim. So a base sa'ah is an area where you plant at least a sa'ah worth of seeds. A base sa'asayim is double that area. How big is that area? So that's perfect. We're learning the parshios we come up with now, Truma, and Tzaveh, learning all about the Mishkan and the dimensions of the Mishkan. What were the dimensions of the Chotzer, the Chatzar HaMishkan, that was surrounded by the Klayim? The Klayim were Mechitzos around the outside that created the Chotzer of the Mishkan. It was 50 Amma, Chamishim Amma by Meya Amma, 50 by 100 Amma. Let's assume for simplicity right now that an Amma is 2 feet. So 50 Amma by 100 Amma is 100 feet by 200 feet is 20,000 square feet. 100 times 200 is 20,000 square feet, correct? An acre is about 44,000 square feet. So just to get a sense, yes. It's about a half an acre. The Chatzar HaMishkan was about a half an acre. Okay? So that's a base of Sayim. So if I have an area that's eino mukof l'dira, it does have mechitzas, but it's not mukof l'dira, meaning people were living there first before you made these mechitzos, and it's yosemi base of Sayim, they cannot operate as mechitzos if these mechitzas are on all four sides. In other words, I require these mechitzas on the Doraisa level because I want to convert what is Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. So I need these mechitas on a Doraisa level. So to have Eina Mukuf Ladira on all four sides, and the area is Yosem Ibeis HaSayim, those mechitas are nisbatos, are no good. Are no good. However, what if I have mechitzos? I have a legitimate mechitzos on three sides, and only the fourth side is Eino Mukuf Ladira. That is okay. All right? So this din of Eino Mukuf Ladira by Yosemi Beis Sosayim does not work when you require something, you require mechitzos on the Doraisa level, like you require them on all four sides. So what the Chacham Tzvi has to address here, shouldn't that be a problem in The Hague? Because, you know, even though we're saying it was dug by man, to some extent, have to look this up also to really get the... But I'm sure people were living there. Well, I don't know. Were people living there before? Not living there? Maybe not. Maybe before this was dug, it was flooded with water. You know, really be interesting to... So it was mechitzas that were created, and it was Eino Mukuf Ladira. What does Ladira mean, by the way? Dira means to live in, dwelling, exactly. It means it's right to dwell there. Okay? So these mechitzas, Eino Mukuf Ladira, and it's Yosemi Beis HaSayim. So he has to deal, and it's an all four sides. He also deals with that, and he comes to the conclusion that it is not an issue. That it's not an issue. Let's just take a look at the Gemara here. Turn over. Oh, you got it. Do we have a read there? What does it say?
Talmud Bavli?
Talmud Bavli. Omer Abaye. Bor b'shus harabim. Go ahead.
Amuka asara, rochava arba, malaya mayim, zarek v'socho chaya.
Okay, so you have a bor, you have a pit. Now, what are the dimensions of the pit? It's at least yutfachim deep, and it's at least 4 by 4. And you notice it doesn't. I'm saying it's 4 by 4. What does the Gemara say?
Just give you
the width.
So
remember we learned? It gives you always the shorter dimension. The width is always the shorter dimension. So if the rochav is our ba, then what's the orech, the length? Mm-hmm. At least 4. So it's 4 by 4, which is the minimum area of Rishus HaYachid. So those are the dimensions of the bor. Vizorak lesocha. I'm standing above the bor in a Rishus HaRabim, right? And I throw something into the bor, chayav. What does chayav mean? I'm chayav midoraisa. I'm chayav for being otsah. Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. Excuse me. By saying chayav, that's the way for the Gemara to say that the area of the bor is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. What's the chiddush here? Rishus HaYachid. The bor is Rishus HaYachid. What's the chiddush? Because what did it say? It's Meleya Mayim.
It's not a livable thing.
Ah, so you would have a Havamina, yeah, the thing.
It's not livable. Why is it?
Not, maybe not livable, but the...
It's not a dwelling.
It's not a dwelling. Okay? That the Mayim is Mevatel the Mechitzos. Yes, there are Yutfachim of Mechitzos going down. But the Mayim is Mavatul Mechitzas. So what do we see from this Gemara? Mayim is not Mavatul Mechitzas. Okay? And that's very important. We've talked, you know, tangentially about the Eruv around Manhattan and how it evolved over the last century. And we talked about how Mayim by itself is not a Mechitza, you know. But, you know, today, where they have the piers, okay, and it's built down, you know, with whatever material they use. It goes down a lot more than Yutfachim, but it's covered by water. Hudson River covers it. What we see from here is that is not a problem. The fact that the Hudson River is covering that pier area is not a problem, and those mechitzas are considered good mechitzas. Excuse me one second.
Father-in-law.
Thank you very much.
It's Gary.
I'm okay. Thank you. The next piece of Gemara, continue. But if this same boar, okay, was full of payroll, somebody was using it as a storage area, and now you threw something into it, potter, meaning the payroll are mevato mechitos. But is it a mechitza? Is it a mechitza? So you want to try to give a svara what the difference between mayim is not mevatel and peros is.
I don't think
it's logical, but no, Murray, Albi, have something to say? I mean, I would say very balabatish. You know, water is, what's the word, is permeable. You know, you can go through it. If I jump into the water, I yes. stand there. You go through the water.
Correct.
You sink.
Peros
is impervious in that sense. Okay? I think that's the pashtus, the difference. Now, having said what we just said, the Gemara asks, not this Gemara, I didn't print this out, but let's talk about this outside a little bit, because this is very interesting. So we just established that, for example, in The Hague, you have the mechitzas going down towards the canals. It's a good mechitza. And we learned further now that mayim is not mevatel mechitzos. The Gemara asks, why shouldn't the continental shelf, not talking taka about the continental shelf, but talking about other natural phenomena, but even the continental shelf, you go off, I don't know, how many miles off the from the beach of the continental shelf? 5 miles? 10 miles? Whatever.
It's carnival, they know.
Well, I'm sorry?
It's carnival, they know.
I guess so. But anyway, you know, the cruise ship, carnival, like, what a nightmare. Okay, but so there, you know, the continental shelf goes straight down. You went snorkeling in a lot. That's not a continental shelf. But that's it's also a shelf.
Yeah.
You know, when you, Albie was saying, you're going over, it's 10 feet deep, and the water is so clear, what is it, 200 feet deep there? And all of a sudden, it drops like this. So even take a lot, you have to go to the continental shelf. Why should that not be a good mechitza? You'll tell me the water is mevatel the mechitza. I'm sorry, we just learned that mayim is not mevatel a mechitza.
But you learn the water doesn't overflow. Here you don't see the mechitza, and the water is way over it.
That is true, but the way we understand the Gemara that mayim is not mevatel a mechitza, and it's good that you make that point, because we should emphasize it. Even if the water is overflowing the edge, if the water is overflowing the edge, all right? It's not mevatel the mechitza. So that's the question of the Gemara. So the reason, obviously, it doesn't work.
Has to do with zero?
No. So again, we're talking about a mechitza. The continental shelf of the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean can be a mechitza for the United States of America, you know? Okay, you got to work out some of the other areas. You go up to the Arctic Ocean, whatever. Thank God for the Panama Canal. It's probably a good mechitza also. So why is that? Why isn't the whole area Rishus HaYachid now? Okay, based on this. So, Tosus works very hard to explain this. But first of all, Tosus introduces a distinction, a chiluk, as follows. A mechitza bidei shamayim. If you have a mechitza that's bidei shamayim, what does bidei shamayim mean? It's a natural phenomenon. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. All right. So if you have a mechitza bidei shamayim, number one.
What could be better than that?
So we'll talk about it in a second. You think it'd be better than what? Than bidei adam?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that, and we'll see that no, there's a chisaron, relatively speaking, but bidei shamayim. If the area that we're talking about, again, not only is the mechitza bidei shamayim, but it's also yoser mi beisa sayim that we introduced before, that concept, all right? And then, if the And then if the mechitza that you're talking about really doesn't block the ships, let's say, that are traveling in the water, meaning that it's that not a functional mechitza. Follow the continental shelf, so maybe scuba divers, it's a mechitza for them. But for the ships, it's not. And remember, we talked about this concept of otu rabim umevatle v'mechitzaso. Right, so, what if you have a tzuras of Pesach? People are constantly walking through that. Isn't that mevatle the mechitza? Or the gedoyim bokim tachteha? That's why mechitza can't start more than gimel tvachim from the ground. Okay, because it's not an obstruction, it's not a mechitza. So here also, it's like the opposite. You know, the gedoyim bokim tachteha, right?
Here the
ships, it's the other way. The ships just go over the continental shelf, and the continental shelf is no obstruction or barrier whatsoever. So given those three qualifications, if those three things are in existence, the mechitzas are nisbatlos. Okay? The mechitzas don't work. So again, what are the three qualifications that will mevatel the mechitza? Yosef based on Sayim number one. It's bidei shamayim v'lo bidei adam. And they functionally don't act as mechitzos because the anios are traveling right through.
You have to have all three?
You have to have all three.
So what's with the Hudson River in Manhattan?
In Ochinami, that's a good mechitza.
You have
what we described is by the piers.
Yeah,
okay.
You have boats going over it.
No, boats can't go into 34th Street.
No, they go on the Hudson River.
No, but where is the mechitza part of the Hudson River? It's not the river that's the mechitza. It's when you come up right at the pier, at the land.
The bank.
Well, but here it's more than the bank. Again, what made Manhattan what it was from the 17th century on? It was a natural harbor. What is a natural harbor? It's not a beach. If it's a beach area, boats can't come up to the land. Manhattan is a natural harbor. The rock is not the issue.
No, but it's.
But the point is that you have deep water coming right up to the land. That allows boats to come right up to the land. It's a natural harbor. So what's the mechitza in Manhattan? Again, it's not around the whole area. We mentioned it by the George Washington Bridge, where the parks are down there. You can see it from the bridge. That's a beach.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's not a mechitza. But here you've got a 90-degree angle going down. Then that's a full mechitza. All right? One more time. Bidei shamayim v'lo bidei adam. It's Yosemite based on Sayim, and they don't operate functionally, these mechitzas. They don't block the ships, for example. So the mechitzas are nisbatlos. The Ritva, the Ramban, make very interesting comments here. There's some question what the Ramban actually says, but they say, they make the point that if something is bidei adam, then it would be a good mechitza, even if it's Yosemite based on Sayim. Even if it, so in other words, is there a maximum limit to how big an area can be that you are surrounding by a mechitza that would become a reshus hayachid? So they say, bidei shamayim, there is a maximum area. But bidei adam, they say, there is no maximum area, bidei adam. And they add another very interesting point. There has to be an awareness of the fact that you are within an area that is surrounded by a mechitza. That's a very important point, because sometimes, all these unfortunate legal battles that occur, like just a few weeks ago there was an article again about, out in the Hamptons, that's continuing for the fourth, fifth year, they're fighting to be able to put up an Eruv. So one of the arguments that's made by the pro-Eruv people is, nobody even knows that it's there. So, you got to be careful. What do you mean? Nobody knows it's there. There's an element. This is what the Ritva and the Ramban are saying. There has to be an awareness. Maybe roa es atzmo betocha mechitzos. In other words, maybe you even have to be able to see the mechitzos. So, my gosh, some of these areas that we cover with mechitzos now are so large. Maybe there's an awareness, but we surely can't always see it. So given these ideas, why would Bidei Adam be better than Bidei Shemayim? In other words, why would they accept that Bidei Adam, you could have a very large area, and therefore it fulfills the requirement of awareness, but Bidei Shemayim does not, in a very large area, may not fulfill the requirement of awareness. So what's the difference?
There's no action.
So exactly.
Bidei Adam, they can make the proper adjustments to what the proper area can be.
But why should
Shemayim, it's there, but it's not necessarily, you can't fix the continental shelf.
But from the perspective of awareness, if there's a requirement of awareness,
because we did it exactly
because there's an action taken, so the Bnei Adam were involved with it, so that in itself creates the awareness, so we'll accept a larger area. So can you think of an area, Bidei Adam? Very large, biggest, largest area in the world, Bidei Adam. You can see it from the moon, supposedly one of the only man-made object that was seen from the moon. You remember what that was? There's only one man-made object that they were able to see from the moon. The Great Wall of China. So I don't know, does it literally go around all of China? That's what I'm saying. It's Mukha Fladira. They were living there first, maybe. Now, who knows?
Not a step.
So I don't know if it goes all the way around. But something.
From above, obviously, they seem to look like it's going around there. I mean, that's,
but does it literally circle? I mean,
originally, I generally should have circled because that was the process.
All right, they want to keep the Mongols out and all of them. Maybe it was along those parts of, you know, areas. That doesn't mean that the eastern part of China that borders on the ocean, that had wall also. Okay.
In Israel today, are there multiple Eruvim?
Where?
You know, each city has its own thing.
Of course, that's a whole different discussion. But the Turis of Pesach. Look, in Israel, again, I don't want. Soon, in a few weeks, we'll get the Turis of Pesach, which is probably, you know, now at least we got some idea, you know, we're moving along, right? We have some idea what's going on. Turis of Pesach is the most practical aspect, you know, Mechitzas also, of Eruvin, because that's really what's used. So in Israel, where you've got a government that funds Misrad HaDatot. So we'll quote, the religious needs are taken care of through the Misrad HaDatot and through the funding of the government. So you drive all over Israel, and you know they're not using telephone poles. They're putting up, you know, they've metal poles with the wires, and you see that all over. But those Turis of Pesach usually don't fulfill all the requirements, because sometimes they go around highways, like if you by Yerushalayim. If you drive into Shalim, the very entrance, you'll see the Turis HaPesach as you're driving in on the left side, meaning on the outside of the highway. So it encompasses the highway. That's a big issue. Again, there are some shitas that will accept it, but I don't know if we necessarily paskin that way. So again, the Rabbanut wants to do something, at least so everybody is covered by some shita. But as a result of that, individual communities within the bigger cities will have their own Eruvim with maybe more chumras to satisfy, you know, more shitos. And again, you know, the word chumra, we touched on it a little bit. We tend to think of that as something negative. Oh, it's a chumra. So remember, the classic phrase is used always by Erevin. Ein limchos biyad ha-mekilin. I'm sorry. Hamachmir tava olav bracha ve'limchos biyad ha-mekilim she'esh lahem ami lismoch. Okay, that's very important for Erevin, and it's very important in general. Hamachmir tava olav bracha. So I don't know why you asked this question all of a sudden now if they have multiple Eruvim. What does it have to do with this?
No, I'm just curious.
Just curious.
No,
anything
I
else?
That
anything
you
else
think,
you're curious about?
No, I would think that, you know, okay, that would be more, you know, not fragmented than just cities. You know, communities.
Yeah. And there are.
They
have one Eruv after another Eruv. You know, they have different Eruv. Yes, they do. They do. Okay. So this is a very interesting idea here about what the maximum area can be that you create with an Eruv. This din here of Yosef Beisa Asayim that we mentioned, this is on a Doraisa level, okay? So let's just talk about what Karfaf is. Have you ever heard the phrase Karfaf? Kuf Reish Pei Fei Pei Sofit Karpaf. So a Karpaf is again an area. This is Midrabanan. That's Yosef Beis Sosayim. We know where that comes from. And it's Eino Mukaf Ladira. So I'll give you an example. We talked about Eino Mukaf Ladira as being a time issue, meaning the people living there had to precede, had to come before the mechitzas were put up. If the mechitzas were there first and only afterwards the people moved in, that's a problem, and it's Yosef Beis Hasayim, it's a problem of Eino Mukaf Ladira. But you can have a situation here as follows. You have a backyard, and I have a storage area. Okay, whatever. I'm a fucker in a farm. I keep all the tractors and all the equipment and everything else in this area, and it has a legitimate mechitza around it. Has a legitimate mechitza around it. But it's not Ladira. It's a warehouse at best, okay? This area is considered a karfaf. So what does that mean? If I throw something, or if I want to carry something from outside the karfaf, which is Rishus HaYachid, into the karfaf, it's a problem. Midorabanan. Because Midoraisa, this has got mechitza around it. Midoraisa, this is Rishus HaYachid. But Midorabanan, since here it's Eino Mukaf Ladira, and here it's not a time issue, but it's a usage issue, right? This area is not used for Dira. So therefore, this has a special din of Karfaf, and the Chazal Midrabanan were machmir here that you have to treat this differently than Rishus HaYachid. So I'll give you some very interesting Lamaisa problems because of this. Not everybody has a backyard where they keep equipment and all of that. That's Yosef Beis Hasayim. A half an acre, you know, is a big area.
Even a backyard.
But it's a backyard is Ladira.
Why? It's just a backyard.
So what does Ladira mean? Why is what I just described is not Ladira, and a backyard, a typical backyard, is Ladira. Why?
Dwelling.
Do you ever sit in the backyard?
Really?
Do you ever? Is it made for that? Do you play ball in the backyard? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's Ladira, Litashmish. You're using it.
Okay.
The area that I describe is not used for anything. It's used only for storage and nothing else. It's not Ladira.
So a garage would be an issue?
Well, first of all, it has to be Yosef Beis Hasayim. If you got a garage, it's more than a half acre.
A big garage.
Right, you have to be a big garage and... that's interesting. I wonder if it has a roof over. Let's say you have a warehouse which is literally, I don't know about that, a warehouse which is Yosef Beis Hasayim. it's a big warehouse, and it's used for nothing but storage. Is that a Rishus HaYachid or not? The only difference is that also has a roof, and I don't know if that would make a difference. I'm not sure about that. But let me give you an example here of areas that are not used. Ladira, meaning they're not used as such. So in Europe, this came up in Europe all the time, because they had beautiful gardens. They had beautiful gardens in Europe. And whatever you call them, and in areas that you couldn't even walk through. I'm not talking, if you're walking through, that's already Latashmish. You're using it already. So that's considered Ladira. But you had gardens where you couldn't walk through, with flowers and everything else. And they were more than Yosef Beis Hasayim. So I have an Eruv around this whole city. But in the city, I have a park that's larger, a floral area. What did I say? Park with flowers, gardens. And it's Yosef Beis Hasayim. It's much more than a half an acre. So not only can't I carry there, I can't even walk there, right? Because you'll trample the flowers and the other things. But it parcels the whole Eruv. because this area is not l'tira, it's not l'tashmish. Right down here by the Hackensack River, okay? So it's interesting. The truth is we don't encompass that. It's a whole long discussion. Our Eruv does not use the Hackensack River. But there's like a pond. And the water, you know, no one would drink that Hackensack River water.
So it's not,
whatever, maybe it's just the way it looks. Maybe the water's fine. I know that. Is that good or bad for the water?
I'm just saying it looks bad.
It looks bad, but I don't know. Does that mean the water? So what's the matter is, a lot of the water comes from the reservoirs that we drink, right? So that I can tell you.
Yeah.
Right upstream, you know, from the Hackensack River, I think a good part of the source of the Hackensack River is in Oradell. They have these very... whatever it is, but it's a reservoir.
Yeah, but it doesn't go from the river.
No, it goes from the reservoir into the river.
That's correct.
Right? So there may be other sources of the river. So you're right, it's just... we always assume that the water in the Hackensack River ain't too good because it's a tidal river, so you always see the mud. You know, it always looks so muddy. You know, maybe it's, anyway, the point I'm making is, maybe what I just described, if you have a pond, a little lake, that's Yosemite Beis Sosayim, where's the Tashmish there? So not only a garden in the middle of the river, in the middle of the city, a lake in the middle of the city could be the Din of Karfaf, it's Yosemite Beis Sosayim, and it could passel. So the answer is like this. There is Tashmish there. So by the pond or the lake, even if the fire department would use that water, if they had to extinguish fires, that's already Tashmish. So I want to give you a sense of what Ladira means in this context, all right? What about the gardens? What svara can you give? That the gardens would also be considered Ladira because it's Shimush. What's the Shimush?
It's enjoying watching.
Exactly. So what?
That's why they plant them to begin with.
That's why they plant them. So that's one of the svaras that the Achronim gave. You're correct, you can't walk through there, but there still is Shimush. What's the Shimush? The enjoyment of looking at them and so on. So therefore, those were not problems of Karfaf. I never knew what it was about a year ago by Voti Park. All of a sudden, they put a fence around the whole Voti Park. Do you remember that?
Because of the pollution.
They found pollution there.
Pollution.
I don't know. So what? Unless that's not for the sheet. We can talk about that when we're off the record here. But the point is here. I'm asking you now. There's an eruv around the whole of Teaneck. All of a sudden, there's an area now where you can't have any shimush. Correct? Isn't this a problem of Karfaf? No. They come to you guys. They come. They say, "Wait a second. Aren't you guys learning Hilchos Erevin? What do we do here?" No. So what do you say?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm looking at the trees in Voti Park.
And even though it's full of pollution there. And what about the areas? There are areas, there's baseball fields with no trees.
It was only the soccer field. It wasn't the whole entire park.
No, I disagree with you.
I get hung up from looking at the basketball court.
Okay.
That's the answer.
But the soccer field has no trees, and it's Yosemite Beis Sosayim. So let's assume right now, no, it is. It's Yosemite Beis Sosayim. If you get Hanoah looking at a polluted, potentially polluted soccer field, that's one answer. But is it at least an issue?
Yeah.
So it is an issue.
Yeah.
So Taka, you know what so how do you resolve the
Nobody
issue?
Brought it up.
How do you resolve this? Somebody did bring it up. How do you resolve the issue? If you remember, they fenced it off. That's how you deal with a karfaf. So let's say you Taka have a polluted lake in the middle of the city and nobody uses it for anything, okay? So how do you now maintain the Eruv around the whole city? You put mechitzas around the Karfaf. In a sense, you're separating the Karfaf from the rest of the Rishus HaYochid. And that's how the Karfaf doesn't passel the rest of the Rishus HaYochid. So by this, what they did when they fence it off, the fence that they used to close off the potentially polluted area, excuse me, also halachically set off what could have had the din of Karfaf. Now this, what I just said here, that the karfas in the middle of an otherwise legitimate reshus hayachid, so granted within the karfaf I can't carry, granted from outside the karfaf into the karfaf I can't carry or throw things, okay, but that the karfaf area parcels the whole outer area, that really is a machlokas. The Chazon Ish said it does parcel. So what I described to you would be, and here you have an example of taking a chumrah, the sheet of the Chazon Ish, that it passes the whole area, and trying to be machmir and meet that shita. So how would you meet it? You create a mechitza around the karfaf, setting it off on the rest of the shusha yachid, and it's not a problem. The Mishnah Brura did not feel that that was true. The Chavetz Chaim. The karfaf again has its own problem, but that the karfaf passes the whole reshus hayachid, the Mishnah Brura did not feel that was the case. So here's an example. Bidiyeved, people carried those shabbos, and let's say part of the fences that were around the Lofoti Park fell down, right? Should they announce in shul, should they announce Shabbos morning? We just found out. So you just found out, someone came from the apartment and found out that part of the fences were knocked down. More than your amos of fences. Should we announce now that we nobody should carry on Shabbos? What would you as the Rav do? What would you do?
Not announce.
Why? Based on what?
Based on it's better to be there.
No, don't tell. Don't give me your philosophy. Give me a halacha. No, but based on the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura said that the karfaf does not parcel the rest of the area. So yeah, before Shabbos, the Rav has to make a decision. Do we want to be machmir in town, like the Chazon Ish makes a decision? But b'diyeved, you find out in the middle of Shabbos that this happened, you're not going to cause all the chilul Shabbos and the tararam and so on with so mech on the Mishnah Brura, and you for your, the Rav for himself may decide not to carry, and why? And you will respect the Rav or anybody else. Why? Hamachmir al atzmo tava olav bracha, but in limchos biyada mekilin. But you're dealing with a whole community, with women, with children, with simchas going on. You have a shita to be somechan. Okay, so I just said one interesting point, and then just summarize briefly what we said tonight because we said some important things. Rav Shechter mentioned that the Mishnah Brura, of course, historically came in the early 20th century. And the Chazon Ish came in the middle of the 20th century. And the Chazon Ish went over the Mishnah Brura, especially in Hilchos Erevin, word by word. And many times was cholik on the Chavetz Chaim, on the Mishnah Brura. And we'll see there's some really critical differences there. One of the things we put up on the poster for Hilchos Erevin, which I thought would be a bigger draw than it ended up being, was in the 1970s, true or false, the first Erev put up in Teaneck never became functional. Remember, was that one of the things we put up? That's what we're going to see is the Machlokas, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chazon Ish. So you will see it henceforth. So we said tonight that, first of all, Mayim is not Mevatel Mechitzos, and based on that, and also given the fact that the Chacham Tzvi told us in The Hague, the mechitzas going down to the canals are good mechitzas, why don't the continental shelves work as a mechitza around the whole continent? So he gave three answers. If these three qualifications are met, mechitzas like that on the spot loss. Number one, the area is Yosemite based Osayim. Number two, the mechitzas are not functional. The ships even go over. And number three, it's Bidei Shamayim. And we saw, that's an important other point we saw tonight, that Bidei Shamayim is not as good, contrary to what we thought at first, as Bidei Adam. We also mentioned the idea, the Ritva, the Ramban seemed to discuss, that Bidei Adam, that in general there's a chiyuv to be roe es atzmo besocha mechitzas. That's be a level of awareness of the mechitzas. And that's why Bidei Adam, we could be born mekil in a larger area. And I didn't say this. So they do. So what is the maximum area? The Nishmas Adam and the Chai Adam and Rav Moshe Feinstein deal with it. They talk about something like 18 mil radius. Okay? So 18 mil is approximately 9 miles. So a 9 mile radius might be a maximum size. Okay? Might be a maximum size. That is
true. How does an acre, 9 mile radius, compare?
In acres?
Spoke about
no, it's the same as that. It's half an acre. 9 miles.
Much
a radius, and then you have a circle
yes,
of 9 miles.
Much
I mean, to give you, put it in perspective, Manhattan is 12 miles long. Okay? So there's not, from the middle of Manhattan, you don't have a 9 mile radius. Even Brooklyn, you don't, it's not that big. Okay, Adkan.